Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, you kick it in the streets with T-Ro and L Boogie. Man, tell you what, we ain't even gonna go to the music tonight on the strength, on the start off side, but we just gonna go ahead and continue, start off with the show at first. Hey, yo, Ro, you in the studio, baby? What's going on, man? But first of all, I got to get Ro in the studio. But let me let everybody know, man, Big Dummy, you know, it's Big Dummy Monday. And guess who the Big Dummy is? To start off the show, L Boogie. You know why L Boogie is the Big Dummy of the show tonight? Because L Boogie done tore his Achilles tendon, trying to hoop out there with them youngins. And I can't say they're young, but I was trying to hoop with the 40-year-old. Guess what? So, just to let you know, I had to get in before in the street. Woo! Dang. Be back. Dang. It's Monday, right? I know. No, I'm just tripping. It's your boy, Boogie, T-Ro, G-Well, the G. We coming in tonight, June 30th, 2014, out of the marquee, Jason Kidd, ex-coach from the Brooklyn Nets. Now, he's coach, manager of the Milwaukee Bucks. So, yeah, it's going down. Also, yeah.
Yo, my bad. You know, you always got to blame it on the producer when things ain't going right. But you know the streets is talking. We going to get it started off the right way. So we going to get it in. Watch what happens.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know. It.
Look.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that, when I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog, Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther, don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows.
Yo,
so be able to
it's Super Talk, it's Sports Talk, talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. And he's dead and gone. Man, we sorry about that, man. We had some technical difficulties with the, you know what I'm saying, with the alignment and the hookup, but we back. The show must go on. As I was saying, first of all, I want to say what the deal to my cellmate, co-host, producer of the show, T T-Raw. What's your deal, baby? How you doing this evening, man?
Oh, man. Hey. You know, we just chilling out here, man. Just keep it cool, man. Up in these mountains on the West Coast. You know, it's just, man. It's hot, man. But it ain't no hotter than the sports that's going on right now. So I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about a lot of stuff that's going on. Got that World Cup jumping off. Come on with it, USA. But after all that, El Boogie, you had to go out there and pull yourself a Kobe. I can't believe it, dog. What was you thinking, man? What was you doing? Was you posting up? Was you trying? You already at 30%. I mean, come on, dog. Come on. What was you doing?
I'm already at 30%, bro. And guess what happened, man? I just hit him with the Steve Nash. They got mad. Then after I hit him with the Steve Nash, I hit him with the Kemba Walker. And then the crowd went crazy when I did that. Then I come back down, get an and-one with the Euro, like the old D-Wave. And then I thought that I was coming back to the OL Boogie. And then I'd hit the Kobe. I went past somebody, spent, went up for the shot. And guess what, bro? I did just like Kobe. I thought somebody kicked me in the back of my heel. I said, man, who did? I looked around wondering who kicked me. And I said, you know what? The sniper got me. So it was real ill. Very much so, man. Got so, man, now my leg is in the cast. So like I said, I get the Big Dummy or Monday Award because I shouldn't have been out there playing. I should have kept to the 9R and kept golfing, man. Kept golfing. So, yeah. But before, let's get to the marquee. The big news. Jason Kidd has been let go, I should say resigned from the the Brooklyn Nets, to take the head coaching job down there with the Milwaukee Bucks. I got a couple questions about that, Ro. Number one, do you think that the Milwaukee Bucks will get better with Jason Kidd as the coach and slash he will have some type of say-so with basketball operations? I think that was the only reason why he took the job. Secondly, will they improve because he is the head man in charge? I don't think so. I think that Jason Kidd got in where he got in, where he was supposed to. If they're going to let you be the head man, hey, why not? So what do you think about that hiring, Ro?
Yep, that's a big one. And for the second year in a row, I'm confused. Because I've never seen a coach be traded ever in my lifetime. First it was Doc Rivers, and now it's Jason Kidd. And I never thought that a coach could be traded. But now I done seen it with my own two eyes, and it just didn't happen once. It happened twice. And what I don't understand is how you get Jason Kidd for a pair of second-round picks that don't come available till 2015 and 2019. I mean, what? Come on, man. You got to make it worth something. I mean, second-rounders, though? I don't get it. But if Jason Kidd could come out and help an old team like the Brooklyn Nets win 44 games, I'm pretty sure he could take himself to Milwaukee, get a handle on who he wants to be in and who he wants to get rid of, and make things happen. Because we know that when he get rid of people, things begin to happen. Because once he got rid of Lawrence Frank, those boys began to win. That's all I know in Brooklyn. They went to the second round of the playoffs and got beat by the team who won the East, which is the Miami Heat. And, you know, if he can do it in Brooklyn, I think he can do it in Milwaukee. Jason Kidd just might be one of those type of coaches. He is getting old. we'll see what Jabari gonna be like. But he getting somebody high in the draft he can work with. So, you know, Milwaukee, they were bad, but they got talent. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't see them winning 44 games, but, you know, a cool 25, 28, you know, that'll work. Because in the East, that's good. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, L. Boogie. I just don't understand how a coach is getting traded nowadays. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's real finicky because you're giving away coaches for draft picks now. Coaches are just as important as players now. I thought it was always that the players put the people in the seats. But, you know, speculation and rumor that Jason Kidd is real, excuse me, is very, has a relationship with the new owners because that owner used to own the New Jersey Nets when they were in New Jersey. So he kind of like has a relationship with some guys in the front office. So I think that's going to help him out. Secondly, I think that Jason Kidd is just going on what he did as a ball player. He did okay, but it's the East. I mean, we'll see what happens with Milwaukee because, let's be honest, Milwaukee is MBG, nothing but garbage. So we'll
you
see.
You say
what
he did okay in the East? He took the New Jersey Nets to two consecutive NBA finals. I'm just saying, come on, man, he did a lot.
He did a lot as a player. I'm talking about as a coach. He's only scratched the surface. You know, we'll see what he does with mediocre ball players. That's when you can decide or you can detect if guys are good. We know Byron Scott is a good coach. I mean, look what he did with mediocre teams he had. He took a team to the finals with Jason Kidd. And also, he did the best he can do with the mediocre, underachieving Cleveland Cavaliers after post LeBron James. So, am I a fan of Jason Kidd as a player? As a coach, it's still in limbo. He's only in his second year, so the jury is still out on him. Just like it is when we'll see about, you know, these new guys coming in, Derek Fisher. So. That was just very intriguing to me. And let me ask you this. Should Larry Drew have been fired?
See, now that's one I can't really, you know. On that one, I'm going to say this. No, L. Boogie. If he was good enough, you know, for you to keep him under new management after your team had the worst record in the NBA, you know, your team didn't lose 26 games in a row like the Philadelphia 76ers, and you still had the worst record in the league. But I wouldn't have fired Larry Drew. I would have kept him as one of my head assistant coaches, you know, just in case things need to be, you know, cleared up, you know, because he's been there for, you know, that was his first year. But then again, L. Boogie, flip side to that. He was only there 1 year. So if you're going to revamp and restart, you know, just do the damn fool, you might as well just go with the coach as well. You might as well just, you know, clear it all out, L. Boogie, and start fresh. And I think that's what the Milwaukee Bucks are doing. But I'm pretty sure Larry Drew is going to get a job somewhere as an assistant. I mean, this guy has been around for a while, so I'm pretty sure he can get his assistant job back from where he came from. Lionel Hollins is now the head candidate for that position over there, over in Brooklyn. And we'll see what happens. We'll definitely see what happens, but yeah, L. Boogie, I'm going to say this on that. Yes, you should have fired Larry Drew for the simple fact he's only been there 1 year. You lost. You only won 14 games this season. And since you done sold the team and he was the only person that really was, you know, secure, might as well start over. Why not get Jason Kidd his second year, some of the players in that second year over in Milwaukee? So, you know. That's what it is. It sounds bad, but it ain't that bad. I mean, Jason Kidd can only go up. I mean, he ain't gonna lose. He ain't gonna only win 14 games this season. You know what I mean? Brooklyn was. I mean, come on, man. They wasn't all that. They won 44.
That's what I'm trying to say. How can we put this guy on a pedestal and think that he's doing a lot, but he's not doing anything?
He wanted control, L Boogie. We know that he wanted a little bit of something to do with picking the players and trading and, you know, cutting and hiring and all that. And I think that this gives him an opportunity to, you know, spread his wings a little bit. Because, I mean, would you not want control a little bit?
Yes, I would want a little bit of control, but I don't know. I mean, does he have experience or whatnot? I don't think. See, these guys come in and they think it's easy being head of basketball operations. You know, remember, you have to do numbers. You have to do contracts. You know, you just can't say, okay, I want this guy and go from there. You got to be seasoned. Hopefully he has somebody right by his side to assist him with, you know, basketball operations. I'm very, I don't know, man. It's going to really be interesting to see what happens in Milwaukee, because let's face it, between Cleveland and Milwaukee and Toronto, unless you draft them, who wants to come there as free agents? So is this a ploy by Milwaukee to use Jason Kidd as a pawn to attract free agents and guys to stay there? You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. What do you think about that? Do you think that it's a pawn for them to get Jason Kidd over there and he can, you know what I'm saying, try to get some guys, some good free agents over there, since, you know, Big Dog, Ray Allen, Sam Cassell, and Gary Payton? That was a long time ago, Roy. That was about 10 years ago.
Yeah, but I'm a piggyback off of what you said earlier. It's all about control, man. I think Jason Kidd wanted a little bit more control of what he had in Brooklyn. And Jason Kidd is not, you know, he may be young as a coach, but he knows what's going on in today's NBA. And I would trust to put it in his hands that he's going to make the proper decisions. I mean, you have to crawl before you can walk, L Boogie. And so we will see if this is going to help Milwaukee become a better team in this rebuilding mode. Is it Jason Kidd being a pawn? I really don't know. Who really wants to play for Jason Kidd? I mean, it's not like his name is Phil Jackson. You know what I mean? I mean, that's about the only guy that I can compare him to, because really, that's about the only guy that people would really just want to say, hey, I'm going to play for this guy. You know what I mean? So I can't really say that he's a pawn. Maybe later. It'll depend. It'll depend on how he goes about doing his job in Milwaukee, L Boogie. And give it 2-3 years, it may be the place to be if he can turn it around like Mark Jackson did in Golden State within his first 3 years. So we'll definitely see, man. It's exciting to see. It's crazy. Like I said, I'm still boggled, man. But how are you trading coaches nowadays? Is this a new norm? We trading coaches now?
Man, we trading coaches now. Coach for coach, baby. Speaking of that, we know that tomorrow is the first of the month. So, man, I'm waiting for my check. Man, it's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. Man, when we come back, we're going to talk about these guys in free agency. Will they stay? Will they go? Melo, he starts his world tour tomorrow. What do you think about that? Then we got this World Cup. Much, much more. We see you, OG, Big Intellect. It's the first of the month. Let's go, baby.
Double up, nigga, what you need? We got weed, it's B.O.D. Big money, green leaf. Double up for the first to show, but it lay low. Because the pump will creep when they roll so low. Break if you can't get away, but it's okay, yeah, yo. Keep your bank roll. Yeah. We're having a celebration. Sure to stay high. You can never leave with the time to grind. I'm down for my crime after crime. From the creep to the bag, cause mom got a grip on the grill. If we got the boo, oh, you know it's the first of the month. And my nigga, we just for real. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Yeah. Wake up, 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 wake up
Syndicated down there in Covington, Georgia. Hey, yo, Ro. It's free agent frenzy, too, man. Let's stick to the NBA. Free agency starts tomorrow. We got a lot of guys who are going to opt out. Zach Randolph, a.k.a. Z-Bo for the Grizzlies. He's already agreed to a two-year, $20 million contract. Now, you got other guys. Kevin Love. Carmelo Anthony, a lot of other, Rudy Gay, he's staying in Sacramento. We just got word of that. So you got Kyle Lowry from Toronto. Will Toronto sign him? Well, let me ask you this, the big name out there right now, and we'll get to the big three. We'll talk about them, you know, in a second. And everybody calls them the big three. But let me ask you this. Carmelo Anthony, two questions, it's a twofold question. Is he staying in New York? And if he does go free agent, you know, be a free agent, which team do you think has the best chance of landing Carmelo Anthony?
Yeah, I've been trying to really pinpoint where I think he should go or where he's going to actually land, and it's getting tough, L Boogie. I know tomorrow is the opening day for, you know, for the bullets to start flying. And I'm just going to say this. I know that tomorrow he'll be in Chicago. On Wednesday, Carmelo is going to visit Houston and Dallas. And then next week, he'll be on the West Coast with us out here in the A, go to L.A. and go talk to the Lakers. Now, here's the deal, L Boogie. Now, with all that being said, it's only a 9-day window from the 1st to the 10th. And anything can happen, man. You know, L Boogie, when we were young, we went on these things that we call recruit visits. And on some of these recruit visits, some places treated you better than others. Meaning that when you land on up the airport and you get in your, you know, as soon as you see who's going to be your little chaperone for the day, you know, it starts from there, L Boogie, how you get picked up and who you get picked up by at the airport. Now, with Carmelo knowing, you know, what the recruit business are all about, he is really one of the only ones that is really going places. These other guys are just taking phone calls. Carmelo is going on visits. So these guys are going to wine and dine my dude until one of them hit that I like you bone. And when they hit Carmelo's I like you bone, I think that's where he's going to end up. No, he's not coming back to the New York Knicks. I don't think that he's going to end up back there because, hell, Boogie, it's all about them recruit business, man. When they get you out there and start pouring Ace of Spades, feeding you, you know, filet mignon with bacon wrapped around it and some other, you know, man, it's just, you know what it is, L Boogie. So I don't think he's coming back to New York. I don't mean that in a disrespectful way because that's your team. Please trust me and believe me on that. I think he's just out of there, L Boogie, because he's taking these visits like nobody else out there in the news so far, and I think he's the one that's really going to be gone. Other than the next topic we're going to talk about when we start talking about the big three, but I know you don't think he's staying.
Now, you said he's
going to
be gone.
Please tell me you don't think he's staying.
So where do you think he's going to go? I know Mark Cuban said he's not going to put any money out there for top free agency, so it looks like Dallas is out the window. But do you think he'll go to that other team in Texas, which is Houston?
Tax-free money. I mean, that always says a lot. Yeah, tax-free, you ain't got to worry about Uncle Sam. So I'm just saying, Houston ain't bad. Houston is one of those third coasts, you know what I mean? They got everything that you're looking for, too. It's just a little different, just a little slower, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if you want to come back west, he can come back west. But he needs to try to stay in that east where things are going to be manageable for him. That's what I'm thinking. So if you ask me where I think he's going, I'm going to say Chicago. Because I think his girl got to be close to New York. She can't be too far.
Right. Exactly. You say the shot. But see, the thing about that, though, to me is, if he goes to Chicago, he might as well just stay in New York. Reason being, you don't know how Derrick Rose is going to come back. You don't know, you know, yeah, they've gotten better, but with Melo, they might could get worse because he holds on to the ball. Jimmy Butler, is he going to get better up under Carmelo Anthony's wing? Is Augustine going to get better under Carmelo Anthony's wing? I don't think so. So, do I think that he's going to go to Chicago? Is that a good fit for him? I don't think so. He's still playing with all-stars. You need superstars to win nowadays, unless you're, you know, San Antonio. But other than that, who else? Well, we can't say that because once upon a time, Timmy, Ginobili, and Tony Parker were superstars. So
can't knock the hustle for that. But I just don't think that he will be successful playing in the Shy. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong, but I just don't see it. The same thing. He'll be frustrated because who else can score? They play defense and just hope that, you know, that's how they get their offense going. But, yes, you get Carmelo, but he's holding the ball just like Derrick Rose did. So honestly, if I'm Chicago, why would I get Melo? Why?
Because you need him. Man, look at here, man. Carmelo and Derrick Rose can do something special, man, if Derrick Rose can come back 100%. Every time Derrick Rose get hurt, season takes the whole season off. So I think he's priming himself up to be ready, man. Now, could another injury, you know, stop him from going a little further than what he's already been? It could. But I tell you this, L Boogie, Carmelo needs to go somewhere other than New York because it's not going to happen. And if he comes west, you know what's going to happen in the west. Them boys run all day in the west. He might be able to help Houston a little bit better than he can help Chicago, but they don't play defense in Houston. Chicago play defense. You need support, and you need support on the board. That's the guy who can get it for you. Jimmy Butler, Todd Gibson, I mean, Joakim Noah. They know those guys did good. Augustine, they did good. They did good. I don't understand how they won some of the games that they won. Because they don't have anybody who can score. But they put it together, and I'll give it to Tom Thibodeau. He got to be the second best coach in the league. That dude has nobody on the team. And yet they made it to the playoffs and still have one of the defensive. Come on, dog. A defensive player of the year? That's what Melo needs to go to Chicago where he can just do what he do and not have to worry about defense. Because if he gets beat, still got help back there. Old defensive Joakim Noah. Go come and say the day. And what you need at the other end is Melo backing you down and hitting you with that ta-da-ta and giving you two. You know what it is, man. He needs to go to Chicago. Quit hating. If he comes west, you know what's going to happen. Beat down in the west. Hell, he can't even get out the first round.
Yeah, he needs to stay in the east. That's why I'm thinking that he needs to stay home. I know you smell the money.
Now that y'all got rid
of
all said and
done.
Yeah, you ready?
Oh,
you
man, remember, he got shifted. Yeah. So, and you know the Zen master always has a way with words, bro.
He up at the press box, man. He ain't coming down like Jerry Jones, man.
No, he's not coming down like Jerry Jones, but I tell you what, during those film sessions and off days, he will be talking to Derek Fisher and calling shots from above. Streets! Let me ask you this, Ro.
He definitely talks to that.
The Big Three has opted out.
What does that
plus,
mean?
Plus, Udonis Haslam has opted out of his contract. You know what that means,
Who's
bro? Can I be honest with you? Everybody's going to stay put. They freed up the money. And you know, the sources say LeBron wants the max, which is $22.2 million. They're going to give it to him, Miami that is. And D-Wade will take a pay cut. Chris Bosh will take a pay cut. And Udonis Haslam will take a pay cut. So they will be back in contention. Everybody's, and just listen to this, bro. Everybody in Cleveland, oh, man, he coming back home. He cool with Tyronn Lue. He cool with the new coach who was over in Europe. They love him. What does that mean? Not a doggone thing in the streets. He's staying in Miami. Do you think Bosh should be going We know Wade's going to stay. Wade's not going anywhere. Let's just get that out the way. Let's be honest. But do you think that Chris Bosh is going to be X'd out the pound, as they would say?
No. No, he's going where LeBron goes. LeBron is staying put. By all three of them opting out, it just shows you what's going to happen. Everybody getting all they underwear balled up in a bunch, and ooh, he's going in now, man. We done already told y'all where he was going. The Kang going to stay put in Miami where he needs to be. The only person on the roster right now is Norris Cole. I don't think Udonis going to take a pay cut, L Boogie, because he only going to get $4.62 million. That's about right for a guy who done spent his whole career there. You know what I mean? So he going to sign for his. But like you say, D-Wade going to take a pay cut. Chris Bosh going to take a pay cut. And LeBron is going to get the max. Because there ain't too many teams out there that can pay what LeBron wants. And when you get LeBron, you're going to have to change everything about what you already got going on. And I think LeBron is going to show some loyalty by sticking with not only D-Wade and Chris Bosh, but also sticking with the head dude, Pat Riley. You know, because Pat Riley ain't blinked an eye yet, L Boogie. Any other press conferences, any other news interviews, anything you need, anything Pat Riley you see him on, he ain't flinching. He's showing you that second ring that they won last year. And, you know, he knew what was going on. You know, you ain't going to pull the wool over that sheep's eye. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's one sheep that's a cool sheep. You understand? So Pat Riley knew this was going to happen. This ain't nothing big news to Miami, but he knew that there was going to be some news put out there. But I ain't going for it, El Boogie. They all will be back. We ain't dumb. Nor is Cole. Man.
Listen to this, Raw. I think that Norris Cole, didn't he get traded and they have Shabazz Napier now? Or is he still did he still stay with those guys over in Miami?
Norris Cole, the only person on the roster. They couldn't do nothing with him. They traded for one of the picks in the draft to get Shabazz.
Okay.
With Charlotte.
Right.
Yeah, that was with Charlotte.
Man, because
he would go get
frenzy,
26
bro.
By Miami, but you know they made a deal so that Charlotte could get the guy that they want.
Man, it's and I tell you this, two things I want to say about that. One, if LeBron does leave, Melo. He has to go to Houston. I don't see anywhere else. I mean, Chicago sounds good, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
There you go.
I tell you.
You trying to get him out the East. He got to stay in the – look, L, don't get him over here. You saw what Portland did to Houston this season, right? Dagger in the heart. What a state.
I need him to go to the West. Because I don't want him in the East. Good riddance. If you don't play for us, you're the enemy.
Man, you a hater, man. Anybody, you don't bring it back to the West, man. You be one and done like always.
Is that the rock man. Well, when they all of them do sign, I know they're going to have a house party. We know that for sure. Ace of Spades, baby. It's the Streets of Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into the asylum. We're going to get to the big intellect and see what he hollered about this evening. Hey, yo. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
It's the streets.
Let's go.
Motherfucker, Shorty back. Yeah, she a star. I tell her bring it back like a DVR. Ain't nobody leaves now, cause we too far. I tell her my dick can't breathe and she gon' give me CPR. I rock all on my table, bitches in the living room. They gon' ask you at the door, what you tryna get into? Only me and my niggas, tell her bring a friend or two. Bottles poppin', models watching, all of them. Welcome to my house
party. Big room. And some chill niggas. Whoa. Crib out in Bel Air, no Uncle Phil nigga. So I take him in a basement and yeah, I feel Tigger. I don't hear niggas pony raps, yeah, I feel Jigger. Whoa. You little niggas do whatever make you feel bigger. Every time I'm around y'all, something's a little fishy. I smell pussy. What's your name? Where you from? Almost done with interview. I'm into having intercourse. Is that something that interests you? Yes, no, maybe so. Baby bro, pick me up. Real house party shit. I hold up your dicky cup. With your other hand, do me a fucking favor. Put a middle finger up and say fuck the neighbors. And fuck the haters. They never invite us. They can't get on my level is private. Who fly more than me, my level is pilot. My pockets stay fat, I'm never on diet. Don't be stunting out of town when you get on. I do you like kid and whip your ass when you get home, boy.
Welcome to my house party, party. Welcome to my house party.
Hey, Meek, what up?
Welcome to my
house. Hey, Coon, I'm out in the shop.
Welcome to my house
party. Double MC shit, DC. Double M. Hold up, this gon' be one vicious show. Show me where this hit info. Promise if I kill a pussy, I send you home in a ghost. And we on Joe, Burberry, my winter coat. German tell my older bitch, she call me her younger John. Kick gaming on Kelly Bun, I'm fucking with plenty bud. Got a new Lorraine, she got her a Cindy Joe. MMG, and we out, couple blunts, deep as fuck. Haters love to talk you down when bitches always speak you up. Maybach, bitch, we the winning team. How can I illustrate you drawling if you ain't with me? Ballin' like I'm in that league. Flossin' out your bitch, don't leave. Party at the LIV, y'all gon' be like this shit OD. Mansion party, yeah, they on the couches. Most of them got no conscience, I promise I keep a condom. Every Friday, new polish, Charlie fly, but she modest. Double MC money speaking, bet you tired of talking.
Bitches in the living room, they gon' ask you at the door. I'ma
do this one with a bottle of champagne in my hand.
See if that helps. Bottles popping, models watching, all of them.
Getting one shot, I hope your picture take. Bitch, I'm spitting on this remix like I'm Kid and Play. You know I'm getting laid like I'm Vincent Chase. I'm thinking yeah, you hit me up to say that shit is cray. Off the backboard playing, I enjoy the bank. Plus my people smoking on them, packing no complaint. I murder beats and get away, it's first 48. But this a house of love, homie, word of Cordy's place. 20 racks a night, that's on merchandise. I'm rolling up this killer, sipping purple Sprite. Party hard and head to Europe on an early flight. Walking across the London Bridge, that's that Fergie light. White boy, going round. Every time I do a show, it's like the Pope in town. And I call my girl Titanic, how she go down. Hope she don't drown. Bitch,
welcome to the house party, and welcome to the streets. It's Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Man, we the streets, man. And you know, we get the first take on everything. And when I say first take, I ain't talking about first take on ESPN. I'm talking about in the streets. We get it before they get it. You know what I mean? So, man, hey, yo, Ro, man. Let me ask you this question before we hit up on the next topic. Just in your opinion, where do you think Kevin Love is going to go?
Ah, see? Yeah. See, when you talk about Carmelo going to Houston, I was more thinking on this path. I think Kevin Love is going to follow Carmelo to wherever Carmelo goes. That's why I think Carmelo is going to stay East and Kevin Love is going to get his taste of the East. But at the same time, when I got my little tweet about Melo taking a trip to L.A., I was like, wow. Because I think Pau Gasol is going to be one of the guys that are going to get shipped out of L.A. I think some money is going to be thrown his way. They're going to give him that nice little bone, and he just might bite. And if that happens, they're going to have to bring somebody in to replace him. And why not have Carmelo and Kevin Love? Because I think Kevin Love want to stay on the West. So I'm trying to keep Carmelo from getting that thumping upside his head. But if he can make a trip to L.A. and go out way west and hook up with a dude named Jelly Bean Jr. and a Kevin Love, I mean, ain't no defense going to be played, but I'm just saying.
Street.
You might be all right. You bring back Nick Young. You know what I mean? Have a lot of scoring.
It's gonna be interesting coming up on this 4th. Boy, yeah. A lot of people gonna have some nice holidays, bro. Some nice holidays, man. But before we get to the
Speaking
assignment,
of
man,
holidays,
what we got coming
Dale
up
Boogie.
Next, bro? What we talking about?
Oh man, you know what it is. I just wanna ask you this, L Boogie. Before we bring in our first caller, man, the big intellect, man, let me ask you this. Do the USA have a chance to make it to the quarterfinals tomorrow against Belgium?
Man, it's going to be very close. And you know what's so crazy about it? Is that the coach for the USA, he's doing a ploy of a football coach or a basketball coach where he's talking about the officiating. He's putting it out there already about the officiating and how bad the officiating has been the first couple, you know, matches of the World Cup. And speaking of the World Cup, Mexico, 6 straight time they've been knocked out the Sweet 16, and they've been so what's the word I'm looking for? They supposed to be one of the meccas of soccer, and they get knocked out the Sweet 16 almost every year. And what's up with the kid, Ro, who, you know, he vows that he won't bite again?
He's still a sucker. Nobody don't want to hear that. You denied it when they first asked you. Now you want to tell us the truth, man. You a sucker. You should have been suspended a year. You should have been suspended to the next World Cup. But, L Boogie, enough of that, man. We already in the asylum, man. We got Big Intellect, man, hanging off with us, man, in the streets. And we got to bring the Big Intellect in. Hey, Big Intellect, before we start anything, man, happy 4th of July to you, because I don't think we're going to do a show on Friday. Me and L debating still, we still debating on that, and we're going to figure that out before the end of the show. But, Big Intellect, USA got a chance against Belgium. We going to the quarterfinals.
I actually do think we have a chance against Belgium. I think that what Klinsmann is going to do, he's going to hold Josie out the door out into the second half. And then they're going to like go into a very offensive game in the second half and put Belgium back on the heels. I think they can beat Belgium. Now, anybody after that?
Oh.
I can't say, but I think they can beat Belgium.
They get tough in the quarters.
Oh, absolutely.
We survived.
Now, let me
the
ask you this.
Which was a
go
surprise
ahead, go ahead,
to
go
everybody.
Ahead, go.
I was gonna say that we made it out the surprising round, the round of death. They thought that we weren't gonna be able to do much, and the way that the Africans from Algeria played the Germans, I think we got a chance as well against Belgium, dog. Those boys play defense, and oh, Big Intellect, I hope you are right. If they hold Josie out to the second half, boy, that's a loaded gun right there, because they ain't ready for his speed. And I give it to Belgium. They beat us the last time we met up with them, but I think the revenge factor plays a big, big part in this here game, El Boogie. And I think we're going to show it through tomorrow, baby.
Well, you know, talking about psychological ploys, you know, the coach Klinsmann told all his players and their families not to change their travel plans and not and intend to be around for the finals. That's what he told him. So I don't know if he's trying to psych him up and everything like that. So, but if it is, it's a psychological ploy. It just might work. But they can beat Belgium. And, you know, sometimes it's, if you ask Mexico, the ball goes your way sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. So we'll just have to see. I think they beat Belgium, though.
That's what I'm talking about. Let me ask you this. Big Intellect, please tell me, how is it that coaches are being traded now more than it seems that players are being traded? In my lifetime, I was born in 72, and I had never seen a coach being traded in the NBA. Doc Rivers was the actual first guy that I saw coach being traded, and now we have Jason Kidd being traded to the Milwaukee Bucks. Is it better for Milwaukee to have Jason Kidd, and where does Jason Kidd take the Milwaukee Bucks?
As far as Milwaukee is concerned, anybody's better than Larry Drew, and I do mean anybody. You could coach that team better than Larry Drew. Larry Drew had no business being a head coach of an NBA team. I remember one time I went down to Phillips Arena and I watched the Hawks play New Orleans, and it was the creepiest thing I ever seen in my life. And I played basketball a long time. When they had a timeout, Larry Drew and the coaches would stand on one side of the floor, and the players would sit on the other side of the floor. And I'm trying to figure out, how does that help anything? Larry Drew is a bum, man. You know, standing around there in his $3,000 suit and watching the game go right by him. Man, Larry Drew had no business coaching the NBA team. So I'm glad that Milwaukee got a chance to get rid of that bum. But I'm a little suspect. I'm a little suspect as to how Jason Kidd kind of bogarted his way out of New Jersey. You know, a lot of people think that it might have been, you know, he wanted more power. What he really wanted was more money, because he looked at what Derek Fisher got paid. He looked at what Steve, what's the name? Steve Kerr got paid. And you know, they made almost twice as much money as they paid Jason Kidd. So he's thinking, well, these two guys are first-year coaches like me. How come they got so much more money? So he just bogarted his way out of New Jersey and into Milwaukee, where, one, the expectations aren't going to be as high. You know, you had a lot of aging all-stars on your team, and you did get to the second round of the playoffs. He gets to Milwaukee, and if they win 25 games, that season is a success. So he's going to lower expectations but more money. So, you know, he bogarted his way out of there. I don't know if he really wants to make personnel decisions or if you really want him to make personnel decisions. But, you know, good for him. He got what he wanted, and Milwaukee got rid of Larry Drew. So everybody wins.
What does it mean for the big three in Miami to opt out? Are they returning, or is everybody leaving Miami?
I see them all returning, but, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of think there might be some hurt feelings, you know, because if they give LeBron the max like he's going to ask for, and I think the max is actually more closer to $29 million if he signs for all 5 years, Dwayne Wade is going to take the biggest pay cut, but they'll probably give him 5 years so that he'll get his money on the back end. Chris Bosh, he'll probably play for the, you know, 4 or 5 years or 3 years and $15 or $16 million, and it'll give them some flexibility. But Pat Rodgers going to have to be real creative in order to improve that roster.
Yeah, because Norris Cole is the only person on that roster. As we speak
well,
right
you know,
now.
Yeah, he's going to be able to get rid of Greg Oden, get rid of Michael Beasley, get rid of their point guard. What's that jabroni's name?
Chalmers?
Yeah, Mario Chalmers. And send that bum packing. And I don't know what Shabazz Napier is going to be in the NBA. Nobody does. But he's got to be an upgrade over Mario Chalmers. He just stank the joint out in the playoffs this year.
Right. Big news, Carmelo has finally got his little visiting schedule set up. He's visiting Chicago tomorrow, Houston and Dallas on Wednesday, and coming out west to the Lakers next week. Where do you think Carmelo's actually going to end up?
Well, I think that Carmelo's going to take his tour. He's going to eat the steaks and drink the champagne and, you know, get treated like royalty. But I think he stays in New York, and here's why. Phil Jackson is going to be able to put some players around him by getting rid of some players. Somebody on the team is going to get amnesty. They're just going to be J.R. Smith or Amari Stoudemire. That's going to free up another $15, $16 million. And then he can really start talking to some people about coming to New York. And who's going to say no to Phil Jackson? Especially if you can imagine to keep Carmelo Anthony. And I think the wild card here, and check this out, the wild card here is Cle Anthony Early. By being able to get into the second round and get a player like Early, who is I think he's highly underrated. You remember in the tournament, he had a big game against Kentucky. He had big games all through the tournament, and he played his best against the best competition. So Cle Anthony Early is going to be a wild card, and somebody that Carmelo Anthony will be able to play next to and have some success. If they keep Tim Hardaway, I don't know what you're going to do with Iman Shumpert. And do not be surprised if Pau Gasol ends up in New York.
With Phil?
Absolutely. Because if he amnesties one of those contracts, J.R. Smith or Amari Stoudemire, he'll be able to get Pau Gasol, out of Los Angeles, which is exactly what the Lakers want to do anyway. So, yeah, I can see Pau Gasol ending up in New York.
That's one place I haven't thought about Pau Gasol ending up was New York. And teaming up with Phil Jackson again, that might extend his career another 4 or 5 years. Now,
you never know. You know, and being back with Derek Fisher, absolutely.
I wasn't thinking of that either. Oh, my goodness. See, yeah, that's a good one, Big Intellect. But where does Kevin Love fit in all this, if that's the case? Does he stay west or is he going east?
Well, you have to remember, Kevin Love is still under contract for this year. So they have to trade him in order to move him off their team just now. And any team who trades for Kevin Love is going to have to be able to re-sign him to a long-term contract before they'll accept a trade. So they're going to shop Kevin Love around. The first shot was fired by Golden State. They said they were getting ready. They were willing to give up Klay Thompson and a first-round draft pick, and they were prepared to throw in David Lee. So there are a lot of people who are going to be ready to throw a lot of players and some draft picks for Kevin Love. The only question is going to be, are they going to be able to re-sign him?
Right. Well, look like big things are happening in Minnesota. It's going to be a big thing. From tomorrow, do you expect a lot of, you know, hoopla, you know, a lot of smoke screens thrown up tomorrow being the first day of actual free agency? I know it's a 9-day window from the 1st to the 10th. What do you see really happening in between, you know, the 1st and the 10th?
I see guys like Rudy Gay finding a home. I think Toronto's going to throw some money at Kyle Lowry to keep him there. I think there are going to be a few minor ripples in the free agent waters on the first day, but the big action isn't going to happen for another 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. I can't wait till tomorrow. I really can't. And I know it's gonna be so much information and so many teams going crazy because the draft kind of sets you up to see what's about to happen. And with so many trades being made during the draft in the first two rounds, you really see that, yeah, there's going to be something sticky going on this season. And I can't wait for it to all unfold. And when it does, I know we're going to have your opinion on it straight from the streets, Big Intellect.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it like you guys.
Yes, sir. Yo, Boo, you got anything to ask Big Intellect before we get up out of here? Oh, Boo must be doing so. All right, well, Big Intellect, you know it's always good to talk to you. Man, I missed the show yesterday, man. That's my obligation to take care of, but, you know, tell the sports officials, man, I missed out, but I'll be back tomorrow or next week.
I'll do that, fellas.
Appreciate it, Big Intellect. Have a good one.
All right.
Already home. We gotta make that move. We're gonna take a quick break. You know what time it is, man. We come back, we gonna keep it hot, dog. You know what it is. So get in that asylum and see what's going down. Oh, the street, Big L. Your boy T Roll. You will. Good Monday, man. First of the month. Wow.
Hey, this for all the guys who gonna stay with their home team. We know you stand in Miami, LeBron. We know you stand in New York, Carmelo. You already home, baby. It's the street. Tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. I see you, Tennessee.
Know that I yawn. Only time they excitement is when they mention the Sean. You seen single white female when she got a hair blonde. Sometimes I look at these rappers, the movie remind me of them. Somebody turn these boys off. Don't they know that I'm on? Can't they see that it's foolish to try to kill me with song? What the fuck are they hiring? You killing me softly. You talk me to death. Only thing you can see, Tom. I open the door for them. What else can I do? These niggas want me to walk for them. Somebody talk to them before I go off for them.
They want me to fall, fall from the top,
top.
They want me to drop,
drop.
They want me to stop,
stop.
They want me to go,
go.
I'm already gone,
already.
I'm in a mall,
hey.
I'm already home.
Hey, I'm already home. Hey, I'm already home. Hey, I'm already home. I told them about fish scale. They want me to fish for them. They want me to catch clean. They cook up the fish for them. All of this just for them. Or they got a fish for him. They want me to just like it's gon' shift for them. They say that I'm in the way. They want me to sit for them. But what they admitting is they ain't got shit for him. And really the fact is we not in the same bracket, not in the same league. Don't shoot at the same baskets, don't pay the same taxes, hang with the same bitches. So how am I in the way? What is it I'm missing? Nigga, I've been missing. Nigga, I've been gone. The shit that you just witnessed is this I've been on. And that's for the critics. Tell me I don't get it. Everybody can tell you how to do it, they never did it. Now these niggas is mad. Oh, they call me a camel, but I'm master the trout. What the fuck, I'm an animal. Half man, half mammal. My sign is a sag. This is just what I plan to do. Oh, don't be mad.
Oh, they want me to fall,
fall
from the top,
top.
They want me to drop,
drop.
They want me to stop,
stop.
They want me to go,
go.
I'm already gone,
already.
Then I'm on,
hey.
I'm already home.
Hey, I'm already home. I'm in the hall already, on the wall already. I'm a work of art, I'm a Warhol already. On another level, on another plane already. H-O-V, I got my own lane already. I done cooked up the rock already. So why the fuck can't y'all get hot already? Put your name in the pot already. Niggas compare me with Biggie and Pop already.
Already.
Like I'm gone already, and I am, nigga, I'm already home already.
Already.
If y'all can't already see, I ain't worried about y'all, cause I'm already me.
Already.
Yeah, do you already? Enough with the complaining boo-hoos already. Eat food already, ain't nothing given, you gotta claim your shoes already. Yeah, so on summation, I don't know who you racing, I'm already at the finish line with the flag waving. Come on.
Streets is talking, stories talk show. What a twist of hip hop, man. You back in the asylum with T-Row and L Boogie Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern time. That's 6 to 8 Pacific time. You feel me? It's the streets, baby, with a twist of hip hop. Oh man, we gotta give you the street sweep. And man, before we give you the street sweep, man, I want to say big up to my man E. Lang, man. We got E. Lang. We're going to bring him in later. You know what I'm saying? Like my little brother, man. We done a lot together. So my man E. Lang, he's originally from Tucson, Arizona. You know what I mean? But, you know, he got to keep it hot, man. So, yo, Ro, can you give us a street sweep right quick, man?
Oh, man, let me give you something real hot, man, for those that missed out, don't know what's been happening, man. You know, we got the World Cup jumping off. USA play tomorrow, 4 o'clock Eastern. Please be watching that. We got a great chance against Belgium. Hey, man, the San Diego Chargers signed that dude named Brandon Flowers out of Kansas City to a one-year deal. Going to be some hard hitting over there in San Diego. You know what I mean? Hey, the boy Sid the Kid, the hockey player, woo-woo, from the Pittsburgh Penguins, Sid Crosby, won his second Hart Trophy. That's the NHL's MVP. Man, boy, that boy hard. Thought they were going to do something, but they fell short. Your boy Chael Sonnen from the USPL, Boogie, you know he retired because he got busted for rubbing that good HGH on it. He tried to come back, took a second chance, and he got busted again. Not one, but twice. You know? Hey, man, you got to get it together, man. Got to get it together, man. Hey, Indiana University, you know Northwestern over there in the Big Ten has started something, El Boogie, for the student-athletes. Well, the University of Indiana then passed a bill that will guarantee numerous benefits for the student-athletes. And the name of the bill is called the Student Athlete Bill of Rights. So, man, look at her, Big Ten. Keep doing what you're doing. Get them student athletes some money. We need some of that good stuff. You know what I mean? We won't be broke and eat potatoes every day, El Boogie. You know what I mean? And, man, if you missed out on the BET Awards last night, shame on you. Man, the BET Awards was the number one viewed show, El Boogie, of all year. You hear me? Man, ain't nobody been doing that, but man, the World Cup is big. But the BET Awards was bigger, 7.9 million viewers. If you didn't get to see it, you better record it. Go back and watch it. It was hot. You know what I mean? It was off the chain, man. So, man, that's the street sweep, El Boogie, man. Giving it to you raw, man. Straight off the street, homeboy.
Man, before we continue, Ro, this is a sports and hip-hop entertainment show. I didn't like the BET Awards. I thought it was boring with a capital B.
Oh, my goodness. There you go again.
Usher, what did he do? That performance by Usher was mediocre. It was average. That was nothing. You look at the other performances. It wasn't like a last year with Kendrick Lamar. It wasn't no Meek Mill. I mean, I tell you what, my man August, though, he did work. I gotta give it to my man August, man.
Hey,
let me ask you this,
it wasn't
though.
A hip-hop award. It was the BET award. This is a little bit calmer, dog. This ain't like the hip-hop award. You'll get
I'm
the
sorry.
Meek Mills and your Rick. You know what I mean?
I'm
gonna get that.
I'm sorry.
Come on, man. It's the BET, man.
Yeah, but we don't have any R&B. We don't have no R&B, though. So the BET Awards is just like the Hip Hop Awards. It isn't any more R&B singers. If they do, they rappers as well. So I don't know, man. I didn't really on a scale of one to ten being the best. I'll give it a 7. I'm
going to give it an 8 for the 8 million people that viewed. So it was going down. Number one viewed show all season, man. Come on, dog. Give it some love. That's BET. Black Entertainment, baby.
Okay, but just like a black movie, just because it's black don't mean it's a good movie, bro.
Street, you want that good dough? I can already tell because your Achilles must be hurting. You don't need more feet to be so bad. Come on, dog. You got to be hating, dog.
Man. Oh, man. For our callers who are just calling in, recap of the show, the first hour, we're talking about the Miami Heat, as they would call themselves, the Big Three. Plus, Udonis Haslam, they've all opted out to free up $55 million to try to keep some people there. Will LeBron James stay? Is he going? Carmelo Anthony, we're talking about NBA free agency. Also, Jason Kidd, how did he just buffalo his way into Milwaukee. He bucked the system. Now he's a buck. The World Cup, we play Belgium tomorrow, 3 p.m. What are we going to do? Hopefully we can make it to that Elite Eight, as they would call it, the quarterfinal, and see how it goes. Also, we have the University of North Carolina once again under investigation, stemming academic allegations from past players and players to the present. So we got a lot going on tonight, man. A lot going on. And like I said, callers, who is your best dressed or your worst dressed or your best performance, worst performance at the BET Awards? Bro, who was your best dressed last night?
My best dressed last night?
Yes.
I'm going to have to give it to my dude, Aldis Alcina, when he first won his first award and all that blue, man,
yes,
with the shade, man. That was
with
pretty
black,
clean.
Yeah. The shades,
yeah, was
cold on
cold.
The two-tone side, wasn't it?
Saw that with the blue and black, yeah, that's what I was tripping,
yeah,
on. Yeah, that was pretty clean. I appreciated that. On the female side, I'll give it up to Nikki. I just wish she would have, man, wore, kept the fishnet around the waist area. So, you know, yeah. Other than that, you know, Nikki just seemed to be getting finer or prettier by the every time I see her. I don't know what's going on with old Nikki. Peels and potions,
really?
I guess. I gotta slow down.
Slow down. Hey,
oh,
your butt's getting bigger.
Hey, one more thing before we get into the asylum, man, because I know we got people waiting. Man, all the Americans, it's the 4th of July weekend, and we ain't got no Americans in the Wilmington. I mean, this is the first time since 1911. Ain't not one American made it to the third round, dog. I don't, what the, man? Hey, come on. Y'all was trying to get back to the USA, Tiago party. I ain't mad at you. Get back to the U.S. so we can have a good time. They don't party like we... Well, yeah, let me take that back. Wimbledon, they might get it in.
Wow. Man, that's cold, man. But I tell you what. Let's get into the asylum. I'm going to bring in our first-time caller, first-time listener, a guy that I went to college with, played ball with. When I tell you, had a cold game, man, this is my guy, man. My man, Elaine. Yo, Elaine, how you doing out there, sir? What's going on with you?
It's hotter than fish grease in Arizona right now, but it's all good.
Right.
Oh, that's Lane? Oh, yes. That's Elaine. Oh, come on, dog. Lane. What's the deal, big Kevin?
Hey, you already got it.
Boy, that's the A. Hey,
oh,
you,
yeah,
ain't lying, boy. One of the coldest games out there. You considered a big man or a guard because you can handle the rock and do all that at the same time.
I'm telling
you,
you already know, man.
Man, he's a tweener. I don't want to compare him to anyone because I don't want to shortchange him. He's just Eric Langford. I can't compare him to nobody. That's how cold he was. But let's get back to the marquee. And before we get started, tell your parents I said, what's up, B? You know, big ups to your parents. Let me ask you this. Carmelo Anthony, he's going on his world tour like, you know, A Tribe Called Quest. Where do you think he's going to end up, or is he going to stay in New York? What's your thoughts on that?
I think he's out of New York. I think somehow, some way, he's going to end up with LeBron, but I think they'll all be the big four in Miami.
Wow.
The only reason why is because I believe that D-Wade and Chris Bosh opted out to get LeBron some more money because he deserves it.
Right, right.
And I think they have enough money to send Carmelo, too.
Oh, wait. That's an interesting point. Let me ask you this, E. Kevin Love, it's going to have to be a sign and trade. Where do you see Kevin Love if they decide to trade him, where do you think he's going to go? Is he going to stay west or is he going to go somewhere to the East Coast?
I believe he stays west because he's a California boy. I don't think he goes to the East Coast. I think he's tired of that Minnesota weather.
Oh, that's cold. That is cold. Okay. Now let me ask you this, E. One more. I got a question for you. Why do you think that Carmelo Anthony should leave New York? What is out there for him? I mean, you got Chicago. You got the Chicago Bulls. Really, too much of nothing. They have average players. They got a couple All Stars. I don't consider Derrick Rose an All Star anymore because he ain't played in 2 years. So right now, we don't know what Derrick Rose we gonna get. So
right.
Why do you think he wants to play with LeBron James so bad? Do you think that those guys are starting to decline?
I don't think they're declining. I think it's just society today. When we played back in the day, we played for the love of the game, and we just tried to make wherever we were at better. We didn't know no better jumping on bandwagons and trying to play with our best friends. We were trying to beat our best friends.
Right. So this is what we call an AAU age.
Yeah, I think he should stay in New York.
Right. Who do you think will be the – like the hottest rookie, or I'm not going to say rookie, but the hottest free agent besides the big names that's going to make an impact in the NBA next year?
I think Miami, if LeBron stays trying to get Trevor Ariza or Luol Deng, is going to make a big impact.
Oh, Trevor Ariza.
They
yeah.
get younger, more athletic with them two cats.
Oh. That's called. On to the World Cup. Let me ask you this. Do we make it to the Elite Eight after tomorrow? When the dust clear, will we be playing in the Elite Eight?
We will be in the Elite Eight. We will shock the world tomorrow. Nobody's with us but the U.S.
It's going down. The last time I saw Elaine L., I think it was at a Cardinal football game. Big Elaine was sitting up there coming out the tunnel. I was like, damn. Look at Big E. My dude right there.
Man. E, you got anything, yeah, any more information
I know that guy
you
right
share
there.
To the streets, man,
right
before we let you go?
No, it's just nice connecting with y'all brothers. Y'all doing something real up there. Y'all keep it up.
Oh, man, we appreciate it. And listen to this, E. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I got you, fam.
That's
there
what
you have
it is.
E. Langford, man. Man, one of my brothers, man. One of our brothers, man. He was cold, man. So we were excited to get E on the line. And, you know, I'm going to call E later and chop it up with him some more, man, and see what he thinks about the show. But let's keep the show hot and keep it moving, you know what I mean, before we, you know what I'm saying, go to the commercial. Man, let's bring in our guy, a.k.a. my nephew, a.k.a. Mr. Controversy, owner of A Taste of Heaven, the chef, man. What the deal, chef?
Man. Elaine talking about it's hotter than fish grease in Arizona. Man, it's burning pork skins in Cleveland, baby.
it ain't no heat wave in the sea. It ain't
man,
no heat wave in the sea, pal, man.
For real, it's serious out here. I'm constipated.
What, it's 72 degrees out there today?
But with the humidity, it felt like 120 degrees. When you stepped outside, boy, you could have melted.
Man, for real.
You could have melted like some ice cream, I tell you that.
What's up with the streets, though? Oh, yeah, trade, man, man, free agency is about to pick up in about 2 hours. Oh, man, the street is talking, and I am awaiting any type of controversy.
Come on, first. Talk to me.
I'm about to tell y'all something, man, and a lot of people might not agree with me, but guess what? I'm about to tell y'all who on the picking line. And if you don't think he is. Man, watch for a removal of Dirk Nowitzki. Streets!
Ooh. See?
I used to like
talking to you. See, I don't know what's wrong with you and L. Y'all got to be sharing the same pills, man, because that is not cool to be coming on the streets, man, to be talking about Dirk is about to be removed from Dallas, man. That just ain't cool, Chef.
Let me tell you something, bro. I understand that you represent the star and the cigarette. But let me tell you something, man. You want me to tell you why they brought Tyson Chandler back, man? Because that was Dirk. It took a lot off of Dirk. They trying to bring key pieces back that make him stay. And guess what? Mark Cuban, we know you got them billions, baby. But guess what? We're about the billions, man. Dirk want to win another championship, man. Man, watch for Dirk Nowitzki to be moved. And you heard it first live.
If he going to be moved, then that must mean we going to get LeBron. Is that what you telling me?
Man, you smoking.
Because it ain't no way we just going to dump out all that money and not get nobody in return.
Man, listen, man. The controversy and all that going on within your city limits, you take control of that, man. You better let it. Because guess what? Let me tell you something, bro. When we speak about NBA, man, you're going to always be behind San Antonio, man. Remember, we come first, man. The gentlemen come first, man. When they talk about the state of Texas, they talking about San Antonio, man. And if they ain't talking about San Antonio, they talking about Hakeem. And you heard it straight live from the streets.
I'm not mad at you because I can't speak on that. You did what you were supposed to do. I'm not mad at you. But, hey, every team in the state of Texas in the NBA got a ring. You just remember that.
Man, y'all just got on board, man. We've been on board, man.
I don't care. We got one. You ain't got to have many. You just got to have one.
We been caught that train, man. You feel me? We been dominating the whole 2000 year, man.
Let me ask you this, Chef.
9 years ago.
Let me ask you this, Chef. Are you hip to Kawhi Leonard being affiliated with the LA Gangs, and he's now welcome back in that city?
Man. Propaganda. I don't know what he's affiliated with. All I know is he hooked up with Tookie. He got Tookie called. And guess what? He said murder LeBron. He murdered him, man. He took out the Miami Heat by himself down there. Shut out. Okay. Now Kawhi Leonard a Crip and Patty Mills a Blood. That's what y'all trying to tell me.
Ow.
You know Patty Mills is from Australia, man. He ganged
right
up with kangaroos.
Where is St. Mary's? Where is the University of St. Mary's? That's in the hills. That ain't no
California.
Land. I know it's in California.
Let me ask you this, Chef. Getting back to the sports, let's get serious. Let me ask you this. You got Kevin Love. You got these guys, Kyle Lowry. E. Langford just made a great point about Trevor Ariza. Out of all these guys that are, you know, opting to be free agents, besides LeBron James, what do you think about Carmelo Anthony? Where do you think he's going to go? And what do you think guys like Kyle Lowry, Trevor Ariza, where those guys are going to end up?
I believe Trevor Ariza will end up a Phoenix Sun.
Wow.
They have the money for him. They got $30.8 million just to spend. Let me tell you something, man. I don't see Carmelo going to the West. It's too competitive over there. Like, I just don't see it, man. And it's crazy because I was saying that at first that Houston would be a good look for him. But when you really break down the West and how it's set up, I just don't see it. Like, I just don't see it happening. I believe that he's going to find a way to stay in the East somewhere tomorrow. I don't know which team that he will, like, I think he might be, I don't know, man. The streets is waiting, man. We wait. Man, I know one thing for sure, two things for certain, man. 2 weeks from now, when we be live on it 2 weeks from now, the Los Angeles Lakers going to have a coach. Carmelo going to be at home with at his new team or whatever team he chooses to. To be honest with you, I give the two Fs about what LeBron, D-Wade, or Chris Bosh does. I don't care about that. To be honest with you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Why not go to a team like Washington?
Dallas.
Why not, where they're up and coming for these free agents? You know what I mean? Like, if I was Melo, I wouldn't even go to Chicago. You want to know why? Joakim, what's his name? Joakim Noah? He's on the downside of a career. I mean, he's okay, but I wouldn't want to play with him. Derrick Rose, another injury in the making. Who knows what he's going to be like? Jimmy Butler, average. Augustine, average. And you got a coach who doesn't call any offensive plays. So why would you go there?
Oh, Augustine, you don't know what the controversy going on? Augustine, man, on the picket line, man.
Well, I don't know why. He better be happy that he has a job. When he was in Indiana, they ran him out of town. He's lucky he's in that system. What do you want more money for? He better be lucky he has a job. See, guys like that.
Indiana loves George Hill. That's the only reason he left and got out of Indiana. That's Indiana.
He got out of Indiana because he was MBG. Nothing but garbage. You saw him.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I'm patiently awaiting to the man who blows in people's ears. I really want to see where he land, man. I want to see where Steven ends up, man.
Lance to make you dance. Yeah. Lance to make you dance. Yeah. Lance to make you dance.
Yeah. You know, I'm just saying. Man, look, I'm going to tell y'all something, man, and it's the honest God truth, man. Man, I don't understand why the Los Angeles Lakers did not pull an amnesty on Steve Nash, man. That man sucks ass, man. He's only going to give you 10 games. Man.
Steve Nash just saved up his money. He likes Steve Kerr. He got his bread saved. But, man, they need to do something. They paying him too much bread for his situation. He only going to play another 25 games this season.
Before I move on, man, to soccer, man, I want to say this, y'all. And you heard it first here, man. Phil Jackson got a plan underneath his sleeve. For him to take that job, he got players already lined up as willing to sign. Don't believe the hype that Carmelo doing, because that's controversy, and I'm all about controversy. Hey, Carmelo, hey, Lala, I see you through that, baby. You're not about to move your kids. You're not about to move your family, man, when they're comfortable at, where Lala's still making her millions at, man. You're not about to do that, because guess what? Guess what, baby? God bless the child that has his own. And guess what? If she gets lonely in Chicago or Cleveland and she comes to the city, it's going to be a lot of shorts. And guess what, Carmelo Anthony? You're going to be paying a lot of backpack, baby. She's going to own 75% of your ass. So I'm just letting it be known in the street.
Street!
I'm about controversy. I feel Vegas has bullied the tennis world. It's not one American in this competition in Wimbledon. Like, and it's Wimbledon?
Yes.
No Serena, no Vivi? Man.
As a, oh, yeah, it's over with.
Man.
It's
over with. Listen, it's only three people who I watch tennis for. First off, I only watch tennis because Serena Ring got that cheat sheet to make a man sit up here and say, ooh, wee. Secondly, I'll be waiting till she gets.
You need a napkin when you're looking at Serena. You need to wipe the drool from your bottom lip, boy. Serena be looking so nice.
I'll be waiting for her to do the crip walk. I've been waiting for that 2 years now. And you know what, though? That boy Nadal, man, I'll be waiting for him to buy on that tennis racket, man, and get that multi-million-dollar picture that he's going to get. Because guess what?
Yeah.
Every time I see that picture, he makes me sick to my stomach. So that's why I really watch the sports world, tennis world for it, you know? And I just think Vegas paid a lot of people off.
Man.
That's crazy.
USA tomorrow.
I think they were looking forward to the 4th of July. That's the only thing I can think of. They trying to get back to the U.S. so they can get it in.
Oh.
That's a two-week tournament.
Oh, that's controversy. Oh, that's controversy.
You know what I mean?
Controversy row. Ooh, man.
What do you think about the U.S.? Will we get out the court? Will we get out the Sweet 16 and make it to the quarterfinals before we let you go?
Man, let me tell you something about the U.S., man. Y'all already know, the world knows, from the sports official to the streets is talking, that I am an underdog favorite. I don't believe in nothing that the USA got going on, but guess what? Let me tell you guys something, man. They cooking. And you know what? I'm with them. And guess what? We're going to shake up the world, baby. We're going to shake up the world. We got players playing with broken noses, broken jaws. Yeah. Controversy, baby.
Oh, Annie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going down.
Hey, L. Boogie,
man,
what they talk about? I mean, I caught a kite a couple nights ago, man. They talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to put it on blast because, listen, I wasn't going to do it on officials yesterday. Guess what? I'm going to do it straight live tonight, man. They talking about L. Boogie with the Rucker Park. Shut down Rucker Park. You had Pee Wee come out. You had all the streets that just come out. And then guess what? You blow a head gas. What are they talking about? What they talking about?
Street. He ain't even make it out the first quarter. sniped him like it wasn't us sitting behind the bleachers.
They said, L. Boogie was on an auction. He finally got a buyer. He jumped on an E-Way. He ain't make a quarter mile.
He forgot his token.
Oh, man. Hey,
that little boogie, man. Listen, baby. You know you up, man. You know I love you, man. But guess what? You ain't 21 no more, man. You can't run with these hunters, man. They talk about you had your own personal cheerleaders there. Man.
You got to get down, man. That dude got to have everybody show up so he can show up, you know?
The problem, man, he had everybody show up. He told more friends and told more friends. They added more friends. And then guess what? He blew a head gasket, man.
Bye, y'all.
Man. L. Boogie, man, you let me down, man. You let me down.
Sometimes it be that way, man. You know what I'm saying? I told him not to go out there and go from third to fifth gear, man. He wasn't listening.
Hey, Ro, and if you remember, Ro, I challenged him a couple weeks ago. I challenged him, and I told him I think I'd give him them buckets, man. I knew it, man. You see what I'm saying? Man.
He wouldn't have lasted with you. Instead, he had to go out there like the Harlem Globetrotters trying to run a park salad. Look at him. Watch him.
He had to break away his home with a Patrick Ewing with the pump on there. Man, I love y'all, man. Y'all blazing tonight, man. D-Mac, Intellect, man. Big Al, man. Sports Officials. What's up? This is Chef, man. T-Roe, L. Book, man.
You know
I love y'all, man.
You know, we love you. You know what it is. We love you, big brother, man. We appreciate you calling in. You know, man, keep the asylum hot every time you call it in controversy. We wouldn't want it no other way. You know what I mean?
I ain't going to lie to you. I don't know if I'm calling in Friday because I'm going to be in Myrtle, baby. I'm trying to have some I'm going to have some sitting on my face that I don't even know before Friday morning kick in, man. So ain't no telling what I'm going to be doing Friday night. I'm going to Myrtle to get my nipples sucked, man. I ain't even going to lie to y'all, man. Step wasted, man.
On that note, I'm back in the asylum. Tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends on that one, boy. I love you, man. You be safe. It's the chef, let's go.
I need it when I be stressing. You the ingredients to my blessing. Murdered the streets out, murdered the beach out. Jumped in convertible jeeps to peace out. Used to get you open, all gold bins. Gold ropes and gazelles with no lens. You know that bad boy gang, cold as cocaine. Smooth like Coltrane, groovy like Soul Train. I'll kick in the door, waving the fourth floor. If I ever hear you say that you don't love me no more, Sean. Let's ride. Come on. Oh yeah, you know we back, baby.
Buff the B.I.G. Big clown with your man squeeze. Watch her face freeze. Watch her by the 100, baby, they don't make these. Versace robe, Medusa, the lion head. True pimpin', no blue ribbon, just time red. And you can tell by the swag, baby. Shorty gon' bust it open for a bag, baby. Jump in the whip, dippin' from the haters. Hey, damn, why they wanna stick me for my paper? Lil' mama scooped me in the big body. Come on. Blew her back out, now she tellin' everybody. Montana.
Ain't nothing like a bad boy remix.
Lady,
that's cool.
Man, we back in the asylum. We had some technical difficulties, but we back, though. Man, the chef got ill on us at the end, didn't he, Ro? He tried to get ill on us, man.
Yeah, he did.
We back in the asylum. We back. 347-855-8896. And all the callers, if you want to hear yourself, man, go to blogtalkradio.com. Go in that search box. The streets is talking. Man, shout out to OG Scorekeeper, man. Heaven know you. Happy birthday again, man. We're celebrating with them guys, man. My 2-7 plan. Oh, man, it was frenzy over the weekend.
I kicked it so hard Friday night, Saturday, I blew out of gas. Tore my Achilles. I'm on the shelf. It's official now, Ro. I won't play basketball in competition ever again. It's official.
Yeah, whatever. You'll be
I'm
out there.
Up. I can't compete anymore. If I can't compete with guys that's my age anymore, what am I going to compete with guys younger than me now, man? It's over with.
You'll find a wheelchair in the league somewhere.
And I was giving them guys the business, man. I hit about 3-4 buckets in a row. I had the crowd going crazy. You know, I told you the sports official's question was the most entertainment, right? And who is your most entertaining athletes or whatever in the entertainment world or whatnot? And
right.
Al, you know, Big Brother Almighty, you know, he said his four. But I had to blow my whistle on him. You know why? Because I'm one of the most entertaining guys he ever saw.
Straight.
So I had to blow my whistle on him, man. You know, I wanted, you know, so he started, you know, he was tripping out, you know what I'm saying, you know, laughing. So I had to do it, man. So, you know what I mean? We back now in the asylum. Man, we got always calling. He missed Friday. He was down in, you know, Michigan, Kalamazoo, watching his, you know, son play AAU basketball, man. Once again, as usual, welcome to the asylum, D-Mac, man, from 116th, Cleveland, Ohio. The streets, what's the deal, D-Mac?
What's up, fellas, man? I miss you guys, man, but, you know, L. Bookie, man, you know, it's God and it's family, man, so, you know, you're absolutely right, man. AAU basketball this weekend, man, we down there, you know, we representing, man, the Dearborn Rockets, man, my son Trey did his thing, man, so, you know, that's what I've been doing, y'all.
Let me ask you this, D-Mac. Go ahead, Ro. You get him first, Ro.
I was just saying, fatherly duties first, man, so we ain't never mad if you can't do it because you take
care
of family.
Okay, okay. Don't never think I'm getting up on my big friends, man. I'm always chiming in. I'm always listening, but I can't be on the air sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I'm always with y'all, man, in heart and in spirit every day.
No question.
Yeah.
No question. Now, you know, tomorrow it starts the free agency.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me ask you this. Carmelo Anthony's opted out. He's one of the high, you know, guys as far as being sought after. He's going to Chicago. He's going to L.A. and, he, you know, Miami. Where do you think Carmelo will end up?
Man, did y'all know that Carmelo is about family, man? And I don't know if you guys think like a man, too, but Lala, you know what I'm saying, she Hollywood now. You know what I'm saying? That little rap stuff, the little DJ, 106 and Park that she used to do and all that stuff. Hey, dog, that's in the past, man. La La Hollywood. So if La La Hollywood, Melo gonna be Hollywood, and he's gonna land with the Black River, baby. That's where he's going, in L.A.
I feel sorry for him. He won't win. He won't get to the playoffs.
Man, you nuts, Boogie.
The West.
His best bet is to link up with Kobe, just like everybody else linking up. Build around this too. Pay Melo that money. When
wow.
Kobe gone, he going to be Mr. Hollywood, and he going to win a ship. And or hey, in order for him to get on that LeBron James level and do better than Kevin Durant, he need to go Hollywood, baby, and that's where he's going. Kobe done shot up a kite. He meet with them next week. And when Kobe done met up, he'll be in L.A., man. Y'all heard it from D-Mac first.
Let me ask you this, D-Mac. Regardless if he goes to L.A., why do you think, and I understand, you know, it's Kobe Jelly Bean Bryant, but he's torn it, and listen, I got almost the same injury. He ruptured his. I just tore mine. I don't know if I need surgery yet. I'm in a cast right now. I don't know if, you know, I go for an examination. But let me ask you this. Don't take this the wrong way. But besides him, Melo coming over, and okay, you get 15 to 20 points from Kobe Bryant, who else do you got?
Listen here, L Boogie. This is the Los Angeles Lakers. Magic Johnson is your favorite player. I know who your NBA favorite player is. You know what I'm saying? Magic Johnson still has say-so in the Lakers organization. They're going to build. They're going to be back. And this year, they're going to the Western Conference Finals. And probably the finals. Y'all heard it here first. L.A. Lakers, if they land Carmelo Anthony, they're going to make it to either the finals or the Western Conference Finals. And you heard it here first.
You still didn't answer my question. Who else on the roster besides those two?
You don't need nobody else. You got Carmelo Anthony, and you got the five-time NBA champion with five rings,
right.
Kobe, the Black Mama. And it's L.A.
And
it's Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
When was the last time he got to the playoffs? And
look,
when was
y'all
the last
keep
time?
Trying to let's talk about this now. Let's clear this up real fast, fellas. These cats with bad will. Everybody not Kobe, though. You know what I'm saying? Kobe going over to Germany. He getting in that little whatever thing, little incubator thing. He getting in and all that type stuff. You know what I'm saying? Kobe is cut from a different cloth. And y'all going to see it this year. And come October, come November, I'm going to ride both of y'all cats when y'all be eating y'all words about Kobe and the L.A. Lakers.
You said that last year, and when he came in after the third game of the season, he messed up his knee. Let's not forget, this ain't a spring chicken Kobe Jelly Bean Bryant we talking about. His jelly bean might be a little stale right now. So I don't know. If he's going to be the same Kobe, we have to remember that.
And that's why you go get Carmelo Anthony, Boogie. And see, that's why you go get Carmelo Anthony and you bring him in and you let him take a lot of that burden off of Kobe. And he's the man to do it.
Wow. You don't have a point guard? You don't have a center?
Free agency starts tomorrow, Boogie. They going to work on all that stuff. They going to get rid of Steve Nash old foot. Trust and believe, man. They going to get players. DJ Augustine, while you up there hating, he's one of the best people in this game. If DJ Augustine was in Miami, maybe the Miami Heat would have damn won because they would have had a point guard, Puggy.
No, they would have lost. They might have not made it out the East if Augustine was at the point guard spot. Let's be honest.
You're nuts.
Augustine
Indiana probably would have been better if they would have had Augustine. He's better than Carl Chalmers. Come on, man.
He just had a good coach, and they covered him up. He's MBG, nothing but garbage. He did nothing in Indiana. That's why
all
he
I
got
said,
weight.
All I said was he's better than Hill. He's better than Trump, in my opinion.
Okay. Now, moving on from that, you say Melo is going to end up in Los Angeles. Do you think that Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry, these guys, are they going to, you know, be on the move? If only way Kevin Love can be on the move if he signs a deal, which will be a sign and trade. Do you think he's going to, you know, be out of Minnesota? And if he does, where do you think he's going to land?
Kevin Love is definitely out of Minnesota. He's gone. From what I'm hearing on the streets, I don't know how true it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing on the streets as of today, just an hour ago, that if LeBron James was to come back to Cleveland, Ohio, that he would something. That's what I'm hearing. But I truly don't think LeBron James is coming here. I'm like my man, Mr. Controversy, the chef. I don't give a damn what the big league does. I don't care whatsoever. All I care about is the Cleveland Cavaliers and the L.A. Lakers.
Wow. What do you – okay. Now, speaking of Cleveland, Johnny Money going through a lot of controversy right now. They're talking about, you know, he's a distraction to the team. Players aren't saying it, but the media is stirring all this stuff up. What do you think? Is he a distraction to the team?
I heard a comment that Johnny Money said the other day out of his own mouth. He said he's going to be him. You know what I'm saying? And I think with you being a rookie, the NFL, and you making all this noise, you on YouTube and on all these social networks, on Money in the Air and this and that, like, you know, you the man and you ain't played a down. All you did was play, you know, college football. Man, the NFL is another different level, just like y'all know with the NBA and baseball and everything else. Man, when this dude do get in the game, man, these linebackers, these corners now, man, they going to be out to get this dude. They going to be out to get him if he's going to get a lot of reps and a lot of work in spring in the preseason. And come the preseason, I hope he got his shoes on, man, because he is making a lot of – and then when he came out, what, last week or whatever, and said he's going to do what he want to do, he's going to be himself. You need to be yourself to a certain extent. You know what I'm saying? We know your family got money in this and that, because at the end of the day, the NFL was blackball your white butt, just like they have blackball a black dude. You know what I'm saying? So right now, Johnny Money needs to sit his butt down, and he needs to shut up, because I do think he's making too much noise. And I think it's not the teammates, you know what I'm saying, because I think they do like that swag a little bit, but it's the owners and them trying to keep them at bay. But two, it's the media, man. If the media and them just leave them alone, man, hey, I'm kind of happy they didn't put Cleveland on Hard Knocks now, you know what I'm saying, because Johnny Money ain't played it down, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what he's going to do in the NFL. I mean, I know he's going to be playing against second and third teams and stuff, but, man, I think cats out to expose him, man, for real.
Last question before we get out of the asylum and get back to the cell. USA World Cup, we play Belgium tomorrow. How are we going to fare?
Man, fellas, I've been watching the World Cup, and this is my first year really into it, where I'm watching every game, I'm watching this stuff. I mean, it's like the NBA championship game, man, the Super Bowl, man. But I have a problem with our USA team, fellas. You know what I'm saying? I feel that they don't come out with that intensity in the beginning of the game like they should. And I blame that on coaching. You know what I'm saying? I really don't care for the German coach too much, but they don't have them veteran players on their team like an L Boogie, a T, a D Mac to pull what they need out of these players. And all I preach to everybody that I'm watching the games and stuff with, they defense sucks. And just like any other sport, from basketball to football to soccer, man, defense wins games. Our defense sucks. The United States defense is terrible. Terrible. So, until I see their defense step up, I'm suspect. I'm not going to pick nobody right now, fellas. D-Mac can't do that. But I need to see some defense, man. I love y'all, man. Friday won.
No doubt. Love you, too. And don't forget, D-Mac, tell a friend. To tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
No doubt.
Love you, big brother.
Love you, T.
T-Row, before we get back into the asylum, man, you got any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Man, you know what it is, man. Shout-out to the town, man. Shout-out to North Park, Texas, to the West Coast. You know what it is, man. Want to give a shout-out to my wife, to my brother, T. This is all red, you know what I'm saying? Man, everybody out there repping us on the web. You know how we get down from Houston to, man, Pittsburgh, all the way down to Florida. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I talked to MIA. Man, MIA said, what's up? Oh, man, big shout out to Wack. Wack down there in the D. I'm going to call him on Friday, man. He's down there in the D, man. Hope everything good, man. Keep you know, doing what you're doing. You know, studio guest, six dudes, man. You know how we get down. Pop the foot up, homeboy. Get his mic. Don't be trying to be... I'm trying to run around with a boot on. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man. You know me, man. I'm going to sit up with something soft, man. No doubt.
Right.
I'm a boogie. You know what I mean?
Be well. I see
shout
you, man.
Out. No doubt, man. Shout out to our dude, man, Rusky, man. Big brother Rusky. E. Lang, man. Thanks for calling in. My man, Timmy C. from the land. Man, shout out to Heights. Thurgood Marshall, man. Big event, July 12th and 13th, Young People versus Violence. Oh, man, Rucker Park style tournament is going down. You know what I mean? No doubt. Heaven know. I see you, baby. You know? Also, big up to Cookie Meeks, man. She taking it, man. She working so hard with my little niece, man, at 5 years old. It's bringing back memories, man. She catching it big time. So, shout out to Cookie Meeks, man. She's doing her thing, man. So, man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And guess what? Yeah, we gonna go on. We gonna go on the holiday. Why not? 347-855-8896. And as always, you better picture us rolling.
4th of July, baby, on Friday. Oh!
Can't wait.
Formulate a caper. Cause
yeah.
A nigga say suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit a lick drastically. How these some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, nigga. Chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping. He didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend. I dump the mat. Tell me, count the proper TKO. You got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor and you can get the females. The spooky shit that we inflict and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket, nigga. Picture us a rebel.
Yo, ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I wanna make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Ballin' on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rollin', baby. Yeah. All the niggas up in them cell blocks. I told y'all niggas when I come home or something. That's right, nigga. Picture me rollin'.